VA3 SLI. What am I missing? I was in the kitchen. Over.
Yeah, good morning to you, Henry. And, Pierre was talking to another station, and I was as well there, Kilo 2. What was this called? Alpha Delta Foxtrot. Kilo 2 Alpha Delta Foxtrot, Adam. And he was mobile, but he had a friend that hasn't got his license, and he speaks French. So Pierre and his friend was having a QSO in French. And hopefully that individual gets his license there and so forth. I was explaining to him how amateur radio is such a great hobby, and he's gotta get his license there. So maybe he's still listening there, I don't know. And then we've had a few stations in Ontario come in, connect that forth here with us here, and they're on the side here. So yeah, it's been a kind of a different morning here for us, and a nice change. Just hear some new call signs coming in there, and some we've heard in the past and others we haven't. So that's what's going on there. Henry, go ahead.
Yeah, VA3 SLI returning, and good morning, Randy. I knew there was some traffic going on, but of course I was busy and I wasn't really paying attention until I heard my name, and that caught my attention. So I ran over to the radio, and well, thanks for filling me in. But why is it that when I leave the radio, things happen? You know, just not fair, Randy. You know. I could sit by the radio for hours, and all I hear is crickets. Yeah, well, hopefully they'll come back, and the other station from the States will, speaking French, will come back or become a radio amateur and the greatest hobby on earth. And I always miss everything. All the excitement in my life goes by, and I miss it all. VE5RJM, VA3 SLI.
Well, you haven't completely missed everything here. I'll see if some of these stations are still monitoring here. I'll call in Dan here first. Victor Echo 3, Juliet November Uniform. Are you still listening there to the system? And if you are, say a very good morning there to Henry, VA3HRY. So, you guys are more familiar with where you guys each live there, geography-wise. So, I'll talk to you there, Dan. And Pierre has gone for a little break here, so he'll be back with us probably in about 10-15 minutes. So, pass it to you, Dan, DE3, Juliet November Uniform. Go ahead.
DIC, I think they doubled there. I was just in the comments. About Henry, the fact that things happen when the radio is not busy, when he's not around. I'm often in the same boat, DE3, DIC.
Yeah, go ahead, Randy. I could
find business
the
there.
So
I'll call one more time. DE3, Juliet November Uniform. Are you anywhere listening here? And I'd like to say hello to everyone here again. Especially Henry, he's back with us here. He was on earlier with Pierre, but he was away from the radio, so I'd like to include him in the round tree here as well. So, DE3, Juliet November Uniform. Name is Andy, DE5, RJM, from Kanawha.
in there for a minute. Yeah, oh, that's an easy one to remember. Henry V... I don't remember. Was it VE3? VE5? But HRY is very easy to remember. Henry HRY. At least I got that part. But, yeah, I'd like to hear a bit more of what this network is, because I'm not sure what network I'm on sometimes. I just Tuesdays and Thursday morning, whatever VE3WIK repeater is hooked up to, I'm on. Yesterday, or Thursday morning, I got on this East Coast Reflector, W2 something, and they sent me an email from QRZ, so I don't know if it's the same thing or if it's a different network, and so I'd like more info on that. Anyway, I've got about 14 minutes left on my commute, and back to you.
Yeah, let me see if I've got a VHF.
Yeah, roger on that, Dan, and fine business there. Yeah, make sure you drive safe there. That's priority number one there for you. So we'll always hang around and wait for you here on this network. We're on the Canada Hub here, by the way, and also the park and the soft warning system in Saskatchewan here is where I'm using, and we're connected to the Canada Hub, and you connect often to the Canada Hub, and there's other networks as well that connect up here with us worldwide. So yeah, you get a lot of contacts here, and I think we've got the best network in Canada here. So from east to west coast, we've got many stations that check in on a regular basis, and we have regular key shows, and we become good friends. So we welcome you to the network, and if you want more information, you can look me up on QRZ. The call sign is Victor Echo 5, Romeo Juliet Mike, and you can send me an email, which is just my call sign at hotmail.com, and I'll give you all the information there about the network that we are connected to and that sort of thing, or others that are connected to us. So it's awesome. So anyways, thank you, Dan. I'm going to pass it over to Henry to say good morning to you. VE3, Juliet November Uniform Mobile, V5RGM. Over to you, Henry. Victor Alpha, 3, Hotel Romeo Yankee. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Randy. VA3HRY. Nice to meet you, Dan. VE3 Juliet November Uniform. I'm located in Windsor, Ontario, near Detroit, Michigan, right at the end of the 401. I hope you're familiar with that. Dan, maybe you can come back and let me know where you're at. VE3JNU, VA3HRY. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, Henry, I live in Cambridge. I live in Burlington, so I drive there 2 days a week, Tuesday mornings, Thursday mornings, and maybe if this is a regular connection, I'll be able to make it every Tuesday morning. Yeah, I know where Windsor is. If you think about three years ago now, I drove down to Indianapolis that way, through Windsor, just went under a tunnel, went on down to Indianapolis, and then came back, visited the National Museum of the Air Force in Dayton, and then came back through on the way home. So yeah, I definitely know where Windsor is. Back to you.
Yeah, very good, Dan. And nice. I've never been to the Air Force Museum, but I know what you're talking about. And if you go through Windsor and Detroit area again, don't forget to take the new bridge, the Gordie Howe Bridge. Beautiful piece of architecture, modern looking, and apparently we have pedestrian and bicycle walk over the bridge as well, which is very, very much welcome for a lot of people. I was going to say something else, and okay, I'm blank. Go ahead, then, VA3H1.
Yeah, I don't get to the U.S. that much. That was a vacation a few years ago, of course, but I think these days I have a little bit of trouble convincing the wife to come along. She doesn't like the idea of going to the U.S. at all, and I'm kind of trying to split the pay that they weren't in. It's not everywhere. Like, most of the U.S. is normal. Yeah, so back to you.
Yeah, VA3H1 returning. Yeah, without getting into politics, I let my passport run out years ago, long time ago, and I've never renewed it. I have no interest in going down south, even though it was the U.S. was my favorite spot for vacationing down in Florida, motorcycle riding to Tennessee and Florida and the Everglades and everything else. You know, I absolutely enjoy the state, but right now I'm absolutely in no hurry to go down there and leave my money down there. I'll keep it up here for next few years. And I still don't remember what I wanted to ask you. Yeah, well, couldn't have been very important. Okay, then, I'm going to let you go, and I'll give it back to Randy. Oh, yeah. That's what I wanted to tell you. Yeah, this the East Coast Reflector is a completely different system than we're on the Canada Hub. And like Randy said, we're connected to nodes around the world. You never know who will connect here. No, we're not the East Coast Reflector. They're completely different. I don't know much about them. I've been on there, and next thing I knew, I was getting emails from them, like yourself. So I haven't been on there in maybe 2 years. Email stopped. I've parked it here for the last year or so, and absolutely enjoy the Canada Hub. Great coverage and a bunch of great people, let me tell you. VE3JNU, VA3HRY in Windsor. Go ahead, Dan. And I'll say my 7-3, Randy, and I got to get back to doing some other stuff here. VA3HRY, 7-3, everyone. Go ahead, Dan.
Political on here. I'm still open to going to the U.S., just not the big cities. Like, I'm cautious the last decade. They've had so much civil unrest that I'm wary of the big cities. I'd mostly stick to the smaller towns or the smaller areas like Dayton and so forth. Because my interest is not really the big cities themselves. My interest, the main reason I'd have to go to the U.S. is I want to go see all the ship museums. I want to go see battleships and aircraft carriers and Boston, they have 5 or 7 of them, I think. Like, I'm really into that. I've seen all the ship museums around here that I can see, so next we plan some trips to go further onward. But yeah, I think I have enough info to find this park. I'm going to Google the Canada Hub or Google the park. I think that's P-A-R Charlie Park. But yeah, and I'm 6 to 7 minutes from work, so if I don't get the chance to pick up again, then 7-3s, everyone, and over to you.
Go ahead, Randy, VA3HR.
Yeah, well, that was a great Q show there, so, yeah, I hope Dan comes back here to us again here for sure. And I think I know DEC, Victor Echo 3 Delta Alpha Charlie. He had a comment for you there, Henry. And I'm not sure if you got it there or not. Might have been a bit of doubling. I think maybe on my part. But anyways, go ahead, Victor Echo 3 Delta Alpha.